The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today, Donald Trump arrives to his mother's ancestral home in Scotland, not for a formal visit, but to play golf. The US president is making a private trip to the UK to visit his luxury golf resorts at Turnberry in Ayrshire and many in Aberdeenshire. Locals are already protesting the visit. A spoof sign, for example, was captured at his golf course near Aberdeen that says, "Twinned with Epstein Island." Conor Gillis of Sky News spoke to some locals ahead of his arrival.
I don't mind him being here. He doesn't bother me being here at all.
I would rather he didn't.
How come?
I just don't agree with his way of running things.
He's weird, isn't he? And, like, you know, a bit questionable.
What do you make of the fact the president's coming to Scotland?
Can I say boo?
I'm not really sure. Boo.
Not really sure. Some people care. Some people object. Anyway, we are joined on the line by Katrina Stewart, freelance journalist based in Scotland. Katrina, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, first of all, can you gauge public opinion as to the welcome or not for Donald Trump, given it's a private visit?
At the moment, the reception has been rather muted. I've spent the past few days trying to find local people who are excited about Donald Trump coming to visit, and the excitement seems to be pretty much lacking. There is a bit of concern about the scale of the police operation and the disruption to day-to-day life. But certainly across the weekend in Glasgow, in Edinburgh, in Aberdeen and in Ayrshire, we are expecting there to be protests. A few groups have said that they will be turning out to let the president know exactly what they think of him. And none of that seems to be particularly positive.
Now, obviously, he has been disruptive globally. But most of the things that people are objecting to are actually things that directly impact what's going on in the United States. You know, the treatment of immigrants, the dismantling of science, vaccine stuff, all of that. Mostly American domestic issues. What is exercising the protesters in Scotland?
It's exactly the issues that you outline. People feel a close connection to the United States, obviously. Donald Trump's decisions have far-reaching ramifications for other countries, and people want to make their feelings known about that. There are also issues around trade tariffs, our relationship with the United States, human rights abuses. All of these things are agitating people. They have done previously when Donald Trump visited Scotland in 2016 and again in 2018. There were significant protesters. In fact, at one of those, the protests previously have been relatively lighthearted. We haven't seen violence or any sort of major disruption. It remains to be seen what that's going to be like this time around. But at one of the previous protests, a hang glider managed to breach the no-fly zone above the golf course and trailed a banner saying "Trump below par." So we'll see what the tone of the protest is.
And that's a very polite protest, that hang glider managed Trump below par. But I'm wondering, given world events and how things have changed to a rather darker reality now in Gaza, for example, and Trump support for Netanyahu, is that going to, if you like, bring more people out to protest against him than might have been the case otherwise?
I put that exact question to the assistant chief constable who's in charge of policing this operation just a couple of days ago. Obviously, in the past few years, the political landscape has shifted significantly, and Trump's second premiership is very different to the first. What police are saying is that their intelligence suggests that there aren't going to be violent protests, that actually the tone of the protest is going to be fairly amenable, it's going to be fairly calm. But I think that's possibly optimistic. I think the police operation this weekend is enormous. There are 240 different deployments around the four zones that they think there are going to be protests. And as I say, it really remains to be seen how that's going to play out.
Now, Trump is always relatively quiet about his own ancestry. I mean, we know that his mother was born in one of the islands and spoke Gaelic as her native tongue. Has he spoken a lot about it? I know he did visit at one point his ancestral home.
Yes, and I think that's something that our First Minister, John Swinney, is hoping to capitalise on, because John Swinney will be meeting Donald Trump over the weekend. And that has the potential to be an awkward meeting, because John Swinney supported Kamala Harris quite openly and vocally in the presidential campaigning. But Trump is very proud of his Scottish roots. He has invested heavily in Scotland. He is very proud of his two golf courses here, and he talks a lot about his mother. One of the things that's happening at the golf course in Aberdeen is that there's going to be a memorial to his mother, Mary MacLeod, who was from the Isle of Lewis and, as you say, spoke Gaelic. So it is something that he is very involved in, he's proud of. There is a Trump tartan dedicated to him. So I think he'll enjoy his visit to Scotland. He usually does. It just depends on how he's received.
He's less vocal, I think, about the other side of his family. His father, Fred, was the son of German immigrants who left Germany in something of a cloud. And he was a bit embarrassed when Chancellor Merz passed on a document dealing with his father's departure from Germany, his birth cert, I think. Anyway, it's interesting. He's so hard on immigrants when he himself is so thoroughly of immigrant stock.
Well, politicians and hypocrisy are often bedfellows, so it's perhaps not surprising, but you would think that there might be some empathy there. But then that's the issue with America more broadly. It's a country founded on the backs of immigrants, but now it's all about building walls and keeping people out.
Anyway, he's not due until this afternoon, because he had a busy day yesterday with Jerome Powell of the Fed touring that building, and then hop on a plane and travel overnight, sleep in the presidential bed on board Air Force One. So he should be fresh as a daisy when he reaches you, Katrina.
He should be fresh as a daisy. Apparently, the plane was taking off in the morning, US time, and he gets into Scotland around about 8 o'clock this evening. Not entirely clear what his plans are over the weekend, but on Monday he is meeting the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, and on Tuesday he's going to be up in Aberdeen at his golf course. I think it's the first time that he's seen it since it's been renamed in honour of his mother. And I'm sure he'll have a very busy weekend. We're hoping for some good weather this weekend for him as well.
And so say all of us. Katrina Stewart, freelance journalist based in Scotland. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.